Welcome to Uncensored Duo with Jen
and Sora. Get ready for unfiltered conversations,
bold opinions,
and everything in between. Hey guys!
Hi!
2025!
Yes.
You know what that's time for? Goal setting!
Yes.
This is, you know, one of my favorite things ever is to talk about setting goals, why it's important to us, and a couple goals that we created for ourselves and along with how we set those up.
Yeah.
Okay, so why don't you share why goal setting is important to you?
I feel like goal setting is important because you need to know the direction you're headed, and it helps lay everything down on a map. You can see what you need to do, see what you need to get done, see how you're going to get there. Because I kind of live by this daily reminder, you don't plan to fail, you fail to plan. And I just don't want to get to the end and realize I didn't achieve what I wanted to because I couldn't. It's just I didn't plan better to get there. Mm-hmm. So that's why it's important to me. I have places that I want to go, and I want to live my life to the fullest.
Yeah.
What about you?
Goal setting to me, it's just so important because it organizes and cleans my thoughts. So I really just love and enjoy sitting down and planning what my year would look like and then the steps to get there. Because I know, like, even though I have all these dreams and aspirations, I do have to pivot. And some things do have to be on the back burner just wherever I'm at in my life. So kind of just resetting of, like, okay, what is the most important thing right now or this year? Because a year flies by way faster than you would think. So that's why it's important to me.
Yeah, I agree. What type of goals do you create for yourself?
Yes, so I actually do buckets and then I create goals within those buckets. So it's just the most important categories in my life, whether that's finances, career, those are two separate ones. Fitness and health is together, spiritual relationships, and also daily habits. So I just create little goals in between, and that's what I want to implement for the year.
Oh, I love that. My goal setting is not as extensive as yours, probably. We actually did goal setting last week where we did start implementing some of those things. Yes. And focusing on specific topics like fitness, spiritual relationships, etc., etc. But for specifically, specifically though, for career, I do more of that goal setting. So I like stamp it out from time periods. So I write down where I want to be in 3 months, 1 year, 2 years, and 3 years. And then I write down like my ultimate end goal, and I kind of compress it down and write the steps I need to do and take in order to reach that goal by that time period. And it's really nice because I did that last year and I looked back at it and I was like, oh, wow, like we actually were able to obtain what we were going for at 3 months, or like we got actually where we wanted by the year, you know? So it's just a good tracker. And so I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I do my annual goals and then we split it up.
You do quarters.
By quarters.
Yeah. That's also really good.
Then we
need to do that.
Yeah, it's just because it's like, that's a lot to digest, a whole year's worth of goals.
I'm not as good as like checking in every quarter. So that's why I do those big ones. Because when I do look back, I'm glad I have something. But I love that you do quarterly check-ins. I love that that's a thing. Because you do it with your family.
They do.
Yeah.
It is really helpful. And we all hold each other accountable. So
yeah, I love that.
So how do you stay motivated?
It's hard. Because it's like, I'm not always motivated. I don't think anyone ever is always motivated. If you are, that's great. Tell me how you do it. But I just try to think what I'm doing it for. Mm-hmm. I remember that I'm doing it for our future. I think we talked about this before, delayed gratification. And I'm also doing it for my family and my current and future kids. Now, that also puts things in perspective. Mm-hmm. I'm also hard on myself, so I kind of won't let myself quit. Like, I know I can do it, and because I know what I'm capable of, I, like, will not let myself go any other route. It's like, you can freaking do this. If you don't get there, I'm going to be pissed. And I don't want to be pissed. So it's just like, it's ambition and partially the mindset where I said it before, it's my one life. And I just want to do the best I can with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. How do you stay motivated? Because you have a lot on your plate.
So my husband and I, we do quarterly check. I mean, we do actually monthly check-ins. The quarterly check-ins are with my family. So the monthly check-ins is just me and him. And we review our goals together. We kind of see, are we on track with where we want to be at Q1? How can we hold each other accountable? And also, this is where we do our money meetings, but just making sure that we're staying on budget, and also marriage check-ins. So it's just all inclusive in this last Sunday of every month that we just put on the calendar, and it's like, that's what we're doing.
Oh, so every last Sunday of the month, you guys check in and do that? That's really good.
Because it's our overlapping day is off. So it's like, this is our family day, and then we just make sure that we do that check-in. We usually do the check-in after baby goes to bed.
I love that. I'm going to take that out of your book too. Yeah. I take a lot of things out of Jen's book.
Because I'm a freak. Either you love it or you hate it.
I hear like, so many things, and I go home and I'm like, we need to start doing this. And he's like, where did this come from? I'm like, you know, just... Jenny can't do this. And I think this is a great idea.
So we do we do those monthly check-ins. I think it's really good because it just reminds us, and then it kind of does it make you feel like doo-doo by the end of 3 months.
Yeah.
And you're like, wait, I didn't do anything, because you didn't have a reminder to set, and you didn't have an accountability partner and stuff like that. So it's just nice to have, like, lucky to be able to hold him accountable and vice versa. Okay. So how do you hold yourself accountable?
Oh, when I'm not feeling motivated? How do I hold myself accountable? I just beat myself up. Like, there's no other way to do it but, like, tell myself if I don't do it, I'm gonna be pissed off. Mm-hmm. Or, like, I'm gonna be so disappointed. And it's just being hard on myself. I don't know. Like, I guess that's the only way I can, like, really stick to it. Like, and then, you know, yeah, celebrate the wins and all that stuff, but, like, I just know if I keep pushing things off, it snowballs. Mm-hmm. And if I keep, you know, and it's just like, I've been there where, like, my stack of to-do lists just kept increasing because I wouldn't get it done. And then when it's too long, you're so overwhelmed that you don't do it, and it just keeps going, and it's like a really bad cycle. And I just don't want to. Well, one, I don't have the time to do that anymore. But yeah, it's just a really crappy place to be in. And so I just hold myself accountable to the fact that I'm going to regret the chances I don't take. And I don't want to live my life in regret.
Yeah.
What about you?
I definitely beat myself up if I don't meet my own expectations as well. Mm-hmm. But if I'm being honest, all of my goals align with my happiness.
That's good.
Like, I know I'm going to be happy if I do this. Mm-hmm. It's just getting there. And sometimes I just need the tough love of, like, just do it. Just do it, Jen. Like, and I told Sora this before, but I, like, want a tattoo that says do it anyway. Because I don't care. Like, I don't care what the excuse is. You just got to do it anyway.
Your own self does not care how you feel.
No, I don't care. Because at the end of the day, whether I do it today or I do it 3 more months, I'm going to do it. So why don't I just do it now?
Yeah.
And it's not fun. A lot of adulting things are not fun. I'm going to be honest. Like, what? Taxes? I don't do that. But we're going to have to do it. Like, there's a deadline and we're going to do it. You know, it's just a lot of things where it's not fun. But it is on the top of your priority list. So why don't you just spend that 5 minutes and working on it every day so it doesn't feel like a burden by the time that it's here? So it's just a lot of things, I think, like that. And then I don't know if it's because I'm pregnant and I can't do a lot of things, but then it makes me want to do it more.
I know the feeling.
You know? Yeah. For example, one of the things is I would dream about running.
Oh.
Because I can't, I was on pelvic rest for so long that I couldn't exercise. I couldn't lift whatever. I couldn't do that for months. I mean, months. Mm-hmm. And so by the time like I can do it, which is probably after baby, after I heal, then in 2025, I'm going to run every week so I can prep for my first marathon in 2026.
Oh my God. And if you don't know Jen, she did not like running.
Oh no. So it's just like things like that where it's like, obviously it's good for your health. I'm not doing it to lose weight or anything. I'm just doing it because I can't do it. Oh, so it's like, that. Because I can't do it, I want to take advantage of having a healthy body to be able to do that.
That's what I tell Alex all the time. I'm like, because I'm a big person on stretching. And I'm like, if you don't stretch right now, your body's not going to be able to move when you're older. And then you're going to regret it because you can't go back in time.
You know, I watched this TikTok literally this week. It was a dentist. And he said, yeah, you don't have to floss the teeth you don't want to keep. And I was like, dang. So every single night when I brush my teeth, I'm thinking like, do I want to keep my teeth? Should probably floss.
Like, you don't think about it when you're younger, but as you get older, you're like, oh no. Like, it's catching up.
It's just making sure that like, this is what's going to make me happy. You know, delayed gratification. I'm going to be happy if I have teeth when I'm in my 60s. I'm going to be happy if I can keep up with my grandkids in my 60s. Like, all these things that it's going to lead up to what will really make me happy in the long term.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah, but that is a little bit of our goals and why we do what we're doing. But if you guys have any goals for 2025, we would love to know. We want to know.
Mm-hmm.
And let's all hold each other accountable in this bestie circle.
Oh, yeah. I love that because you can never have enough people to keep you accountable.
Yeah. Like, just give me the tough love. Just yell at me. I'm okay with it.
I have enough tough love for myself. I need gentle love from outside voices. But we can't wait to hear from you guys next time.
Yeah, talk to you next week. Bye.
Bye.